Welcome back to Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, coming up the weekend of the 18th is the inaugural Chicago Podcast Festival. It's going to feature podcasts produced and performed live on stage. For some, that might be a terrifying experience, but not for Kevin Allison. Kevin will be bringing his popular show, Risk, True Tales Boldly Told, to the festival. If you haven't heard it, it's a storytelling podcast where storytellers, comedians, artists, they all tell embarrassing personal stories. Comedian Kevin Allison has been doing the show live in L.A. and New York monthly since 2009, and the podcast includes some of those stories and some others. Allison is one of the comedians from the groundbreaking sketch comedy ensemble The State, which was founded at NYU and ran back on MTV in the mid-90s. Kevin Allison lives in New York, and he joins us on the line. Kevin, thanks for taking some time out. We appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Let's talk about Risk. I mean, there's so many great storytelling shows that we have here in town and also, you know, that obviously are in New York and L.A. What differentiates Risk from the other shows that are doing the same thing?
When I started it in 2009, I realized that there were a couple of very popular storytelling shows that were very deliberately making their content the sort of thing that you could play on family-friendly radio. Mm-hmm. and I wanted to create a show where people could talk about attempting murder or trying the very kinkiest sex they've ever had or something traumatic that happened to them in their childhood. I wanted people to be able to speak with no censorship and really talk the way that they would talk to their therapist or their best friend, not worrying about being politically correct or, you know, not worrying about language or anything like that. So on Risk, nothing is taboo. And we always say that the title of the series itself is kind of like a trigger warning, because you can go from a story being absolutely outrageously hilarious to a story that is just, you know, your jaw drops, right, and you can't believe how traumatic it is. So there is nowhere that we fear to tread on Risk.
Well, for you, I mean, you were a stand-up comedian. I mean, you did sketch comedy as well. What about storytelling drew you in? What was it about doing a show like this live monthly that drew you in as a comedian?
You know, I had done sketch comedy characters up on stage for so many years. First with my comedy group, The State. We had a series on MTV. And then after that, I never really did pure stand-up comedy, the kind of, you know, observational comedy Jerry Seinfeld would do. I was always getting up on stage as crazy characters. And it was in 2009 that Michael Ian Black, who was another member of The State, he said to me after seeing one of my shows, he said, "Look, you are so fascinating and your life is so insane. I think the audience really just wants you to drop the act, get rid of the mask, and start telling us the truth about your life." And I said, "Oh, my God, that would just be way too risky." And he said, "That's the word." He said, "If it feels risky, then it's probably the sort of thing that's going to make people want to lean forward and hear more about."
Right, right.
So the very next week I came back to New York City and I said, "All right, I'll get up on stage and try telling a story about the first time I prostituted myself." And I was 23 years old. And lo and behold, it was like night and day. I was like, wow, the energy between me and that audience was so different when I was getting real. When I was terrified about how much I was revealing, suddenly there was this real resonance between me and the audience. And I said, I want to create a show now where everyone getting up on that stage is revealing something that they're outside their comfort zone talking about. And let's see what happens.
Well, there's something to that. I mean, even as comedians, I mean, like you said, doing characters or even stand-up comedians, they're in effect, they are playing a character. I mean, is it difficult for you as a comedian, a trained comedian who was on the stage, to break out of that and be open and be real and be exposed like that?
It is. I mean, you know, it's weird because what I've found over the years is that you can keep on taking off masks. You know what I mean? Once you reveal something about one part of yourself, you think to yourself, like, you know, a year later, "Oh, yeah, but I've never talked about this other thing I've done." Or, "Everyone thinks I'm such a happy, joyous guy. I've never really gotten into, you know, how I've dealt with depression and anxiety." You know what I mean? We're such layered people that you think, "Oh, I only have a limited amount of stories." but it's not true. And you can keep peeling that onion.
Kevin Allison is my guest tonight. He does the podcast Risk, True Tales Boldly Told. It's both a live show and a podcast, and it'll be at the Chicago Podcast Festival the weekend of the 18th here in Chicago. I mean, it's one thing for you to have that light bulb moment to be able to have that energy and tension with the audience by telling your real stories. How do you get your celebrity friends, other storytellers, and others to go there with you, to be able to drop their act and be able to get real?
Yeah, you know, it's fascinating. When the show started in 2009, it was other comedians and celebrities that I knew from back in the day that I invited to come on and do it. And for them, it was really just a lot of poking and prodding of, come on, don't fall back on your usual stuff, you know? And when some of them started to get it, then I could point to that. I could say, hey, look what Marc Maron did. He really, like, confessed to some stuff here. And people would be like, oh, okay, I guess I got to do that. But what then started happening was people started listening to the podcast and emailing us and saying, hey, you know, I was molested when I was a kid, or, oh my gosh, I had this bizarre spiritual experience on LSD or whatever it is. And they wanted to tell, you know, just ordinary listeners wanted to tell their stories. And really, that's when things went to another level. When the people who were passionate listening to the show, people who might have no experience whatsoever getting up in front of an audience, when they started sharing, it really gave a whole new depth to it. So, for example, when we're coming to Chicago, we just announce on the podcast for months ahead of time, hey, we're coming to Chicago on November 18th. The theme that night is frenzy. So if you have a story, I'm at kevin@risk-show.com, and people will write in crazy stories, and then we start investigating. Then I start working like a therapist.
I was going to say, that was my next question. are there some stories, Kevin, that you're like, yeah, that's not going to work. That might be too much, or that might be too real.
Well, you know, it's interesting. There's never something that's, you know, for example, oh my gosh, someone pitched us a story once in Chicago one year that was so dramatic. It was kind of a murder sort of story. But then a family member stepped in and said, you know, like oftentimes it'll be a family member that says, you can't share that on that podcast, you know? So as far as territories, there's never territory that we won't go. But we are very aware that we don't want people coming on the podcast to lash out at someone. You know, someone will sometimes come on and be like, I just want to talk about what a jackass my former husband was.
Right,
and you'll be like, well, okay, but if you can also talk about your own flaws and, like, see the better side of who your husband also was, you know, that sort of thing. But if a person seems to be coming with just anger, then we'll shy away from that sort of thing.
Obviously, there's one thing to have a compelling, you know, real sort of, you know, embarrassing story or story about their life, but it's another to tell that story. I mean, how much do you have to, I don't want to say coach, but how much do you have to vet to make sure that someone knows how to put a beginning, middle, and end together to entertain an audience up on stage?
Yeah, quite a lot, actually. You know, the thing of it is, and even with stand-up comedians, even with people who are quite used to being on stage, because it's not just riffing on a theme. You have to really think a story through and make sure that there is an emotional trajectory that moves from a beginning into a middle and then arrive somewhere at the end. So, yes, I actually teach. I have a school as well. It's at thestorystudio.org. And so I lead people through this all the time, even in corporate environments. You know, we've taught workshops at Google and Citibank, places like that. And it's really just a matter of kind of holding someone's hand, asking them a lot of questions, and then giving them a lot of feedback of, hey, you might leave that part out, but tell us a little bit more about your mom, you know, and help them shape it.
you can go to a lot of storytelling shows that will be here in Chicago. The idea is you put your name in a hat and they maybe pull out the name and you get up on stage. And that could go one way or another for an audience. I mean, there's not a lot of betting where you're like, yeah, this story, you know, I wish I would have got up and got a beer at this point. But, I mean, for you, I mean, you have three or four storytellers that come up. I mean, it really is a much more curated experience.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So what you're talking about is a story slam. That's where it's kind of like an open mic thing, where people put their names in the hat. But Risk is something where it's all been very pre-thought out, and we've worked with the storyteller beforehand.
For you as a sketch comedian, do you like this form? I mean, if you look back now, you've been doing it for, you know, 7 years now. I mean, do you like this kind of experience, this kind of show, the storytelling atmosphere, as opposed to what you were doing with sketch comedy?
I love it for a couple of reasons. One, I can be very silly. You know, I can't, within the context of a true story, you can almost go anywhere that your personality wants to go. So if I wanted to bring in a really kooky character, I could. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I have this freedom that I didn't have back in sketch comedy to get really, really serious or really emotional. Like, there's really no limits to the sort of emotional territory you can venture into with this kind of storytelling. So I love it for that. What I found is that, yes, our funny stories, people love them and quote them, and it's great within the context of an evening to have some great laughs. You know, that's a big release for people. But it's usually the sadder or the more shocking ones that people can't get out of their heads, you know, that people are talking about years later.
Kevin Allison's going to be at the inaugural Chicago Podcast Festival with his podcast Risk, True Tales Boldly Told, a very popular podcast that you can find on iTunes and pretty much everywhere else at the Chicago Podcast Festival website. It'll be on November 18th. Kevin Allison, of course, comedian from the sketch comedy ensemble The State, and also the host of this show, both on stage and the podcast. Kevin, thanks so much for taking some time out to talk to us tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you.